bitches be crazy again. It's time for Devil's Business.
Oh, God, not again. How did I not see this coming?
Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly, and with me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, and Aaron Sofane. What's up, guys?
Hello. Hello. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We're doing the Bitches Be Crazy Part 2 episode. We've done one before, but we have just so many stories, I felt like this was the time to release another one. But before we go into the Bitches Be Crazy stories, we're going to go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin. Nick, tell me the promos of the week.
Before we hit the calendar, I want to give a big thanks to Captain Fun Beach Club down in Pensacola Beach, Florida. You guys, I know you had fun.
That was a really good time.
There's some photos now of us having fun, I think.
There are. Just go to devilsbusiness.net and check out the photos up in the gallery. So, yeah, big thanks to Tom down there, and hope to see you again next year. Wednesday nights live at Dive Bar with Dixie Duncan. Good acoustic show there. Then going on to Thursday, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. This week, we've actually got something cool. It's this special guest world championship flair bartenders. I can't pronounce their last names because they're like Ukrainian or something like that.
So it's going to be like so cocktail.
Thank God they got out of Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, very, very Eastern European guys, but they're fucking amazing. Some of the shit, it's like they're circus jugglers with liquor. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then go into Big Fridays, Friday night, Cosmo Lava, Metro Midtown Fridays. That is Atlanta's fastest growing Friday night cocktail social. So we have a lot of fun there. And then you'll see over at Oppa, we Illuminate's presenting Arnej, big EDM DJ coming up.
Yeah,
over there.
Cool.
We got promo codes for that for discount tickets, so go to MyFavoriteSin.com and check out those discount tickets. And let's see, Friday nights at Havana, sign up for the guest list. And then moving on to Saturday, this Saturday, we've got Brian Paris and Silk Wolf at Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. These are some big East Atlanta DJs at Third Ounce EDM, and they've been featured at MJQ a lot. So we're happy to have those guys and keep that EDM thing rolling. And then our big announcement in 2 weeks, Friday, March 14th, we have the Get Lucky with My Favorite Sin Party at Cosmo Lava. So go to the website. It's going to be all finished being updated. And check out our events. Sign up on the guest list. Get some tickets. And let's rock.
That's fantastic.
So fantastic.
Well, I actually also have something to announce. On March 18th, my comedy album hits iTunes and Amazon and stuff like that.
Congratulations.
Anyway, we're doing a pre-sale party at Rockin' Taco on March 11th. That's a Tuesday night starting at 9:30. So if you live in the Buckhead area or in the Atlanta area, come in March 11th, come watch me and the Saints and Sinners, Matthew Lumpkin. He's my partner in crime when it comes
funny
to
guy.
Comedy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, so we're going to do a show down there, try to push the release of this album. I'm kind of really stoked about it. So you can actually pre-order them now online. They're only $10, I think, on iTunes.
Right.
And you can also buy them on like Amazon, MP3 or yep. whatever.
And don't they have to buy it? Is it what, for $5 pre-sale tickets for the show? And then
go to Rock
like $10 at the door?
Exactly. Go to Rockin' Taco anytime between now and the 11th, and you can get a pre-sale ticket for $5, but it's going to be $10 at the door. So,
are you guys going to be doing bits off the album? Kind of sync it up?
We might do a little bit, you know, just to help pump the album a little bit. But
right.
I've written new jokes since the album was recorded like 8 months ago. But anyway, let's jump right into the episode, the Bitches Be Crazy episode. To kick it off, Nick, you have a story called Triple Combo.
So a little backstory. This is when I lived in Florida, my first apartment house, whatever. It was a converted triplex house. We had the whole upstairs, you know, and it was my first place. And I moved in foolishly with my girlfriend at the time. And needless to say, from this story, we named her White Devil. So
that's what's great. Moving in with a girlfriend is like loading the cannon.
It's just going to backfire. It's going to turn your face black and then maybe blow a finger off or something. You know,
like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Pow! I should have seen that coming.
Like Daffy Duck, your bill spins around.
Spin around your face. There's holes in it.
You're dead.
So I'll spare you all the shitty details, but apparently she started to cheat on me, and I always had my suspicions, and I'm like, man, I know this bitch is cheating on me. I just can't prove it. You know, when you're like, I just
there's
can't prove
all these
it.
Extra condoms laying around the bed and I cannot figure it out.
Why did you kiss that guy when he dropped you off in front of our face?
That's my brother. We're just very close.
We kissed in our family. So
he's black. He's adopted.
Jesus.
My dad wanted his kid on first string, so he got one.
He wanted to be proud of someone, and it's just not me. But so I caught wind of that, and then I was working at this restaurant, and we closed early on Mondays. So back then, sometimes when we would close, it closed at 3 o'clock. So we started drinking. So at 3 o'clock, we get this mean Monday day drunk and just start hammering because we had shitty draft beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was awesome. So I remember stumbling home, and I'm stumbling home with my roommate who slept on my couch. And we were buddies at work because we were both cooks there. And I start talking about this girl that I'm dating or whatever, and he used to date her before me kind of thing. And
this is already starting to sound very incestuous.
Yeah, it's not a good time. So we're walking home, and I vividly remember tripping up the curb being that fucking drunk. Right. And, of course, I have the drunk thoughts going on. I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe we can work it out. And he
I
was,
love you. And it's not I'm over. Like, it's not over.
I'm like venting to this guy, right? And he's like, look, Nick, listen. When you called the other day and we were all hanging out, she was sucking Russ's dick while she was on the phone with you. And I'm like, wait, what?
You didn't know the conversation?
I couldn't hear that. Oh, I was on my phone or something. So it was like, she's on the phone, takes a break, sucks a dude's dick. Something.
She's like,
why are you always gargling when I call?
I get over home a little bit.
Because your breath isn't working. It's not working out. It smells like semen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no shit.
So he tells me this, and then he also confirms that she fucked 5 of my friends within the span of like 2 weeks.
Where is she right now?
I don't know. That's one of the ones where you just kind of sever the tie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But well, some of your friends doesn't want you to sever the tie.
We lived at this place, and fucking, I was like, all right, that's enough. I'm confronting her with it, and this was the time.
Friends, that's enough.
Well, I found out about all of them at once.
That's where I draw the
line. I didn't know. It wasn't like you fucked one of your friends. We got back together.
4.5 is okay. Look, 5.
You suck 5 dicks, and that's too many.
Yes.
If she had as many dicks on the outside of her as she did on the inside of her, she looked like a goddamn porcupine.
No shit. So yeah, I confronted her with it. I texted her on the old Nokia phones, you know, the big block box ones when you got a text message like burp, burp. And I'm fucking hearing, I just remember this noise of us going back and forth. I was like, fuck you. You fucking suck. You fucked all my friends. Da, da, da. So she left early. She worked at a coffee house right around the corner and came walking home.
Right.
And I was like, fuck you. You fucking whore. Get out of my house. Fuck you. And so the way that the apartment was positioned, there
how
was
did she respond to that?
Hold on.
I guess we're getting
that. Don't rush him.
So we start getting into it, and she pushes me. And I'm like, wait, you're pushing me after I confront you about fucking all of my friends. And now you're getting violent towards me.
Because you're the dick.
Because I'm such a fucking prick.
Just let me fuck your friends.
Yeah, right? God. You fucking asshole. So
I've got an illness, and dick's the only cure.
I know.
Your illness is whore.
So many dicks. So many dicks in the ass. She looks like a peacock's tail. So she pushes me, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You fuck 5 of my friends, and you're pushing me. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Get out of my face. She pushes me again. Fucking hit me in the face then, you stupid whore. Hit me in the fucking face. Yes, I know I asked for it. So she jabs first. And this is all like fucking, this is why I call it triple combo, because she was quick, man, like a butterfly, stung like a bee. Boom, she hits me in the stomach with a right. Boom, she hits me in the stomach with a left. Wham, right across my fucking chin. And for like 100-pound fucking blonde girl, I was like, damn, good for you.
She turned into Liu Kang.
Oh, shit, fucking George Foreman shows up and just like, ta-da-pow. Right on my face. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
You fucked my friends and then you hit me in the jaw.
Well, you said punch me in the face.
I know.
That'll learn you.
So, needless to say, that was pretty much it.
So, it didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. No, the funny part.
Got still together?
No, yeah, I mean, you know.
Sorry. That would give me a boner and be like, oh, God, I'm so hard.
God, I love you so much. But, yeah.
Fear boner. Oh, I'm so scared you could kick my ass. Let's have sex.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's the whole rigmarole of getting their shit out. So all I did was take everything that was hers and just push it into the foyer.
Just take it. Take it. Get out of here.
It was great. So, yeah, that's when I got punched for objecting to
your whorish girlfriend.
Yeah. Very, very high amount of infidelity.
Bitch, call 5 men in a truck.
The next story we're going into is Aaron's story, and you call this Naked Zombie.
Yep. Mine was, I used to date this girl, and man, she was a really fun chick, but she drank really heavily. Man, I've been promoting nightclubs and going out for the better part of my life. And so what happens is you tend to date well, girls who drink too much and
alcoholics.
Have,
right, sorry. Right.
That, yeah, I think that's the any scientific
girl that,
term.
Any girl that hoves past your vision.
So she was one of the more extreme cases. But
you met her by picking her up off the ground, like, you're pretty hot. I'll do
it. I'll take this. But the drunk. Man, we had gone out one night, and she had gotten extremely drunk at this place called the Azalea in Pittsburgh, which can happen. And, like, cocktails are like $4,
yeah.
And it's like four Atlanta cocktails. Oh, it's great. It's great. So you can get a real good drunk on for an economical rate. I'm always looking for a good deal. And so anyway, we're out, and I had a couple drinks, and, man, she was nonstop on my tab, just working it.
So she's working those fucking Azalea drinks.
Like, yeah. Just, I mean,
Thrown up off of two of them. That's how strong they are.
Yeah, they're pretty heavy.
And she was doing, how many she gotten into by that?
I have no idea. I ended up what happened was she started getting a little fighty. And what she would do was get drunk, and if someone made the mistake of walking past and, like, bumping her or speaking to her or any of these offenses.
In arm's distance from her.
Yes. Then she would get all up in their face a little bit.
So would she try to entice you to defend her?
Well, no. It wouldn't entice me to defend her. She would entice the other people to walk over and kick my ass.
I have a problem with you. So go there and kick his ass.
Yeah, he'll do anything for me. I don't know anymore if she got that. But anyway, so she's getting all mad, and she had pissed a couple big guys off, and I was like, look, I'm carrying her out of here, and I'm toting her out, and she throws up in the parking lot, and I get her in the car, and she's just, you know, doing that drunk thing where she's just calling me terrible names, saying terrible things about my mother.
Your mom
really
is,
just generally
mom.
Pissing
she's,
me off.
She's
I know,
lovely.
She's a sweetheart.
She's a lovely
she's fantastic.
Woman.
So I get the drunk girl back to my apartment, and man, I get her out of her clothes, not in a rapey way, but in an annoyed, oh my God, you can't take care of yourself way. And at this point, she's turning into kind of dead weight. She's just flopping around
and
everything.
Was she covered in vomit?
No. She's had a little on her. But whatever. I got her out of her clothes. She got a little on her shirt.
So now you're just babysitting.
Yeah, sort of. But I wasn't going to invest much time. I just got her out of her clothes, put her in the bed, covered her up, and I went over to my computer, which is also in the bedroom. So I'm sitting at my desk, so my back is to the bed. And man, maybe a half an hour goes by, and I hear like this weird shuffling behind me, and I look over my shoulder, and there she is, and she's standing up, and her eyes are open, and she's looking at me, and she's doing this kind of zombie shuffle around the edge of the bed, and she's butt naked.
Did you get her naked, or did she take off some more clothes?
I had left her in her underoos here, but she has since just removed all those. She's butt naked and shuffling at me. And in not a sexy way, she had the dead eyes. Like someone
who's about to eat your
bed. Yeah, I'm like, oh, God, zombie. And so she's shuffling at me, but man, I had a vacuum cleaner just sitting in the middle of the floor because I was going to vacuum. She shuffles right at it and is just continuing to try to shuffle into the vacuum cleaner, and it's blocking her and everything.
You're freaking me out right now.
She looks down and at the vacuum cleaner, like, and just like she doesn't even see it. She's got this confused look, like, I cannot walk through this space. And
force field.
And man, I'm looking at her. I'm starting to laugh a little bit because it's funny. I'm like, oh my God, those little naked zombie. Oh, they're not so scary. And
just throwing pencils at her,
foiled by a vacuum.
So she's standing there, and finally, man, she just stops trying to shuffle, and it takes one step back and spreads her legs a little bit and puts her hands on her hips and is looking vaguely at me, but I feel like it was maybe 2 foot to my right. But her eyes are all glassy.
Well, you know that naked zombies, their sight's based off of movement.
I guess so. And I guess it's like a
T-Rex.
Yeah. I guess
where'd
I was
you go?
Still. And so she just spreads her legs, puts her hands on her hips, and looks at me, and then starts peeing.
Awesome.
I mean, I'm particular about my carpet. And,
obviously with a vacuum.
Yeah, and I don't like, I don't know, I don't like when visitors urinate on it. And she is like really, really going at it. It's a lot of pee, and it's coming out hard and quick.
Yeah.
And so I take
action.
Not
that hot kind of pee on my carpet way.
Yeah, no. No, not the sexy version at all. And
there's no drop cloth.
Not the kind you pay for in the alley.
I'm a one thing we've covered here is I'm a man of action, so I make decisions. And
lay out some
my
newspaper.
My carpet just. I mean, the whole thing just set me up. So I just ran. I just jumped out of my chair and just ran right at her. I hit her in the midsection like a linebacker with my shoulder and picked her up by, off her feet.
Is she still peeing?
And I'm
peeing?
Yelling, no! No!
Hit her in
no!
The,
no!
Hit her in the
no!
Nose.
Bad zombie! And
did you hit her in the nose like a newspaper? Like, oh, God.
So I, man, I run right, just run her right to the bathroom and throw her on the toilet. And she's just left a stream of pee all the way from the scene of the crime into my bathroom. And it's all over the front of me.
I figure, yeah, it's got the inertia probably knocking it all over.
And the thing is, she had enough pee to sit there and finish.
Keep going. Oh, my God.
She finished. And I went, man, I had to go get the steam cleaner and start sucking this all out of there. And I'd just forgotten about her. I'm just steam cleaning the carpet, and I'm bitching and yelling. You know how you do that thing when someone's pissed you off, and you're having to clean it up, and you're like, I told you that this would happen. So I'm getting pretty upset, and man, I'm steam cleaning, but she never comes out, and I get her all wrapped up, and I put the cleaner away. I put the vacuum cleaner away, and I look in the bathroom. She's just still sitting there on the toilet, dead-eye, staring at the door.
Oh, my God.
So I locked her in there and let her spend the night on the crapper.
Spend the night on the crapper.
They wanted to come get me while I was sleeping.
What was that, like on The Walking Dead? You just write on the door, zombie behind this door?
Yes. I just didn't have the courage to do it.
Like, did you ever, like, stumble out the next morning?
Oh, no. She started yelling about 6 a.m. She starts yelling for me.
She's still drunk.
She's like, yeah, she's like, Aaron. I'm like, what? She's like, I can't feel my legs. Please help me up.
I've had a night like that. I was impossibly drunk when I got dropped off at my house. I went into the bathroom and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do the standing up peeing thing. The wall was moving. The toilet kept moving around and I had to keep chasing the toilet. I was like, all right, this isn't going to work. So I was like, the only thing I can do is just hop on the toilet while it moves past me and try to sit down. And, I fell asleep. I passed out on the toilet, and I woke up, and I couldn't feel my legs, but I was too drunk to realize I couldn't feel my legs, so I go to stand up, fell face first into the wall. Almost knocked myself unconscious.
Nice.
And I'm too drunk to, like, gather myself quickly, so I had my hands down behind me. It was just head unprotected shot to the head.
So toilet safety is important.
You know how you almost broke your nose on that one? Yeah. I'm sure I've told you before. This is real fast. Whenever I went up to New York City for my first time, we had gotten so drunk that the first night we were there or whatever, we're in the Hilton or something like that, and I had blacked out. I had fucking blacked out and tripped on I either tripped on the fucking marble floor or like a towel or something like that,
right?
And crushed the bridge of my fucking nose into the marble countertop and broke the motherfucker. Just like, boom,
treated your nose like shit.
I know. And I wake up in the morning and I've got all these crusties and all this shit in my face. And I'm like, and then it hit me. Bathrooms are dangerous.
I think we're going to have to do a podcast eventually about, you know, drunken injuries.
Yeah, no
because
shit.
Because I've sustained some damages, but so did Matt, the other guy I tour with.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could do that, but I'm sorry, but nobody injures themselves when they're drunk quite to the epic level that I do.
All right, the next story we're going into is actually going to be mine. This is a catfish story. I believe I was catfished at one point.
Catfish again?
Catfish
believed
is
you were.
Where you were, you've been duped by someone online that they are someone that they aren't.
Okay, so they're just using a fake profile to date you? Or
It was sort of that situation. Now, there was this girl that claimed to be like a lingerie model, which is an immediately bullshit excuse. Like,
right.
Lingerie models aren't desperate for attention. Well, no. They are, but they're not. So
not for our lower caliber asses.
Yeah, not for me.
Seriously, not in this fishing hole.
They have hopes and dreams.
Yeah, they've got aspirations for rich guys. So there's no reason they'd be talking to me.
No.
So this girl had been hitting me up online. We've been talking back and forth for a long time, and it became just kind of a goofy relationship. And she was supposed to come hang out with me. Something fell through. As if you've ever seen the Catfish show, that's exactly how it happens. You try to set something up, and then they can't make it.
And it keeps going back.
Well, this happened. Started getting more and more where I just wanted to meet her.
We had that happen with us before. You trying to prove it's a real person.
I just want to prove it. I don't care if it shows up as a fat black chick. I'll take it. Like, just be the person all of a sudden. Be real.
Right.
And I couldn't get her to come. And it was like – every time she was about to meet up with me, it was like 30 minutes before I was supposed to see her, there was some excuse, some reason she couldn't make it.
Yep,
so
yep.
I now am almost convinced I was catfished. So anyway, we're back and forth talking all the time. And, you know, she'd text me all the time, message me on Facebook. And it got to a point where one night it was like, this was my drop dead. I will meet you tonight or I'm fucking done playing this game.
Did you tell her that? Like, you're full of shit?
No, no. It was basically, it was just for myself. And we had a Halloween party that we were all supposed to go to. It was the My Favorite Scent Halloween party at Pure Nightclub. And I was supposed to be going with Aaron. And Aaron was dressed in his regular pirate attire. I was my sexy vampire. And which basically, when you have a vampire standing next to a pirate, they kind of look the same.
Yeah, it's like we're in the same weird gay navy.
Yeah.
Now, where was that? Was that working or something?
Yeah, you were at Door 44.
Oh, okay, right.
So. Pick up Aaron, and he's like, hey, where's that chick? I thought she was going to come out with us tonight. I was like, well, I don't know. Something fell through. She, you know, sister went to the hospital. All of a sudden, she had to leave.
Right. That's always so dramatic.
So at that point, I'm just really kind of bummed out. I'm like, damn it. I thought I almost had her. She was on her way. She was 30 minutes away, and then all of a sudden, something happened, of course. And so I move on the next day. I get a text message from her. She goes, I'm sorry I didn't make it out last night. Are you mad at me?
And I went, let's not play games.
And so I just kind of used the phrasing I used was, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, disappointed. Wish I could have, you know, met you or had you come hang out.
Right.
And apparently the word disappointed is something latched onto her immediately. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a disappointment. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a disappointment.
So that was like her out.
I'm a disappointment to you. And yeah, she was just, and she would start cranking up. I'm like, whoa, that's not what I'm saying. I was like, no, we'll make sure that your sister's okay in the hospital, whatever.
You're not important enough to me to be a disappointment.
Yeah, I don't know you well enough to be.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, but she didn't separate the two. So she just keeps cranking up, and I'm like, whatever. And like the next day, I have a date set up with this Ukrainian girl. I go meet up with her, and all of a sudden I start getting a text message from this chick.
The catfish girl? The
catfish. So she catfished.
Ukrainian's a real girl.
No, Ukrainian's a real girl. I've met her. I met her out with y'all one night. We were doing the Maxim Prime over at the Glen Hotel.
Yeah.
I met her there.
And those were some good times.
She was one of the punch dancer girls.
Oh, yeah. They were fun.
Sure. Yeah, so I had a date set with her. We went out and got drinks and stuff. And we were chatting. And I get this text message from Catfish. And she's like, there's a note in your mailbox. I figure what she meant was like inbox. Like, oh, there's...
Yeah,
so
like
I go,
your email.
Right, so I check my email. I have no messages.
So in your... She said your mailbox?
She said like mailbox or something like that. And so I check. But in my head, I'm thinking, oh, she means like inbox.
Of course. Weren't you living like in Alpharetta too?
Or was it Woodstock? I was in Woodstock.
And then where were you with the Ukrainian date?
I was down in the Highlands area.
This is some Twilight Zone shit, dude. Right. Bates Motel.
So yeah, I'm at least 30 minutes away to 40 minutes away
from my
house. Now, according to this girl, she lives out in like Oakwood, which is like an hour and change away from...
I've never heard of it.
Exactly. That's how far away from Atlanta it is. She lives way out there. And I'm kind of confused because I check my email. I even check my MySpace inbox. I check my Facebook inbox. I end up heading home later that night. I get home. I park the car. As I'm walking towards my front door, I kind of crack my head around and look at my mailbox and go, huh. She had my address because she was supposed to meet up with me 2 days ago. So I just decide I'll open the mailbox just to look. And sure enough, there's a folded up piece of notebook paper. It's not mailed. It's just
not an envelope or anything.
Nope. It was dropped off by hand. It came out of like a composition book, like from a diary. let me tell you, that should have been a clue. I open it up, and what I read is the creepiest fucking thing.
What did it say?
It was like half poetry, half like confession. It starts off, and the only thing I can remember it saying said like, "Here I sit outside your house, debating if I should ring the doorbell or not." And I'm like,
what?
Yeah. I'm sitting there going, oh, God. She would have hated if she found out I was on a date somewhere else. I was like, this chick's already crazy.
God, this sounds like the plot of a daytime film on Lifetime Channel.
If she actually lived where she claimed to live, she drove an hour and a half, sat outside my house for a while, then wrote me a note, left it in my mailbox, and then drove. So that's a 3-hour tour. Just to drop off a creepy note.
Bitches be crazy.
Right. And I don't know how to respond to this. Now I'm completely creeped out. I'm sitting there, I'm telling my roommates, I'm like, hey, we gotta move. So it's Ukraine. I met Ukrainian, we're in. Yeah. We'll just go there.
It's beautiful this time of year. Let's go.
Yeah, get your jacket. So anyway, a little while later, there was some website that you could ask questions to anybody. Well, Matt and I we stayed up at Saints and Sinners Comedy question and answer page. Well, one of the questions I got was, what's the creepiest thing you've ever had? And I decided to tell this little story.
Fuck yeah.
Well, apparently I was still being stalked by this girl, this catfish.
Nice.
And all of a sudden I get a message immediately from catfish saying,
is it on your phone or something? Yeah, your phone.
No, she messaged me on like Facebook, because I don't know how she, but she,
you're such a detail oriented person. Yeah.
I got to, I'm like a bitch.
I got contacted by her somehow. she had a plane.
I could just see you pacing around looking at a text message like, oh God, oh God.
She had a plane right in the sky.
Sweet.
She just starts calling me an asshole. I'm like, look, I didn't leave a name and say who did it. Like, what the fuck? And she just like, don't ever call me again. I'm like, I'm not the one calling you, bitch. Like, what
I was going to send you a letter.
Sorry, I'm such a disappointment. I'm like, no, now you're just scaring the fuck out of me. Yeah. And it got so fucking creepy.
Good thing you didn't have a bunny she could boil.
But honestly, I should have kept that piece of paper in case I end up turning up dead. And just have like a if I don't keep checking on this black box, it just mails it to the cops.
Yeah, help your investigator, man. The CSI team can't do it all by themselves.
Oh shit,
bitches be crazy.
Wow, that's fucking nuts.
But now, when I it's years later, I'm sitting there thinking about it, I'm like, I think I was catfish. I don't think that chick was that chick.
I don't think so either.
You know what it was? It was probably a couple 15, 16 year old girls who were bored.
Wow, you are really optimistic.
What do you think it was?
Some fat dude.
Well, I mean, I talked to a female on the phone, so if anything, it was a female, but...
Did they sound like they're in fucking high school?
Fat dude with a sister.
Fat dude with a sister, with a fat sister.
So are you like a size 14?
What do you
mean? Say that, say that. That'd be hot.
Jesus. That went from funny to scary. Like, I'm a little spooked right now.
It's cool. Aaron, lock the door. anyway, the last story we're going to go into is, Nick, you're going to wrap this thing up with seeing stars.
You know, I was making sex on this girl. You know, we were on a quick little out-of-town vacation, and it was one of those things, you get a little drunk, and I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you get a little drunk, you guys like to get a little feisty, a little rough, you know? Hey, let's have some crazy little fucking kinky sex, bitch. All right.
Yeah, choke me. Yeah, be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. No feet play or anything like that. That's just
like
gross.
I'm learning too much about you guys.
Well, this is the first time me and this particular girl had ever gone out of town together, and I'm dumb. And we've been drinking all night, and then, you know, it was like one of those things where I was like, hey, hit me in the face, you know, slap me in the face, make it kind of cute, because I slapped her a little bit. I was
like, wait, okay, wait. I'll stop. Wait. Did you?
I'll get this started.
Did you slap her and she knew it was coming?
No, listen.
You're
just
like, hey, you bitch. And she's like,
look. No. There's a certain pattern you have to do to get them to get into this shit.
Oh, you're sitting here and what your pattern is.
Right. Okay. Self-defense.
You taught me, Aaron. This is fucking from the master, man. Okay, so you're having sex with them and you start throwing around a little bit and you just give them a couple little gentle test slaps just to see how they react.
This is true.
Hold on, stop, Aaron. Is this something you taught him?
Actually, this is something I told him to try.
God.
He talked about it all the time, and I was like, man, this sounds cool. What do I got to do, bro? And he's like, listen, just give him a couple of little taps on the face. See what they do.
Fuck, who am I hanging out with?
Sometimes they turn into a wild animal.
Hey, man.
And sometimes they turn into a wild animal that wants to kill you.
And other times they call the cops.
So, listen, I don't know. She kind of bordered the wild animal and wild animal that wanted to kill you, but didn't know she had the strength to do it on accident. So I say, and it's my own fault.
Yeah, she's got drunken strength.
Exactly. And from this experience, no matter what, if I teach or if I ask a girl, you know, like, hey, I like it a little, you know, you're in that the courtship time where you're like, yeah, I like it a little rough, you know, but let me teach you how to hit me.
I love how you court the ladies.
Look, I know this is our second date and all, but do you mind slapping me and stepping on my nuts?
Kick me in the Jimmy. Oh, God. So I hadn't done this little first start program with her, head start program or whatever with her.
So you haven't shown the battery and the jumper cables yet?
I haven't done. There was no visual demonstration on how to perform this for me. So I was like, yeah, that feels good. Slap me. And she rears back. Wham! And she not only didn't hit me in the face, she hit me in the temple. And she did it with like the fucking like, what is this part? The palm?
The palm of your hand.
The bottom of it, the really hard bottom
like
part.
Like close to the wrist. The metacarpals. Yeah. The metacarpals.
Yeah. Holy shit. And
I'm going to Google that. I'm
okay,
not sure
Grey's Anatomy.
It.
Let's see if that's for real.
I'm questioning his medical degree.
Are you fucking serious? Not the phalanges. Metacarpals.
Check this guy out. I believe it. Look at him. Look at him go. So, yeah, I got...
Kick me in the coccyx.
So, I got the palm of this bitch's hand right in my temple, and boom. Light. I mean, it was almost lights out. It was fucking stars, twinkles.
Oh, so you're holding it together to try not to go fade to
black. Oh, my God. She fucking rears back and goes, wham! And I'm like, boom! And I was stunned, and then she rears back to do it again, and I throw my hand up, and I just go, stop! She goes, what? And I go, we're done. She goes, no, sir. I'm like, no. And it wasn't because I was pissed off. It's because I was still semi-conscious at this point. I'm like, okay, listen, look.
I need a minute.
I'm really, really, really proud of you. And
cut me, Mick. Cut me.
Get in there, Nick.
Yeah. She kicked my fucking ass. Crazy as fuck. So
I immediately ejaculated. It was hot.
Oddly enough, I couldn't get it up for the rest of the night because I was fearful of my life and brain damage.
She reaches up for something, you flinch.
So now my new Head Start program, as I teach the ladies how to pull the wrist when they slap me in the face during coitus.
Yay!
You get an A and a ribbon.
You said coitus.
What are you?
I thought we were going on medical.
I like it.
You're like the Yukonuba dog show. You're like, first, third, second. You did good. Do you actually clap for them afterwards? Like, very good.
Yay. Come on, man. You really want to go into some of the dumb shit I do when the door's closed with a girl and I can't talk?
God, she hit you hard, didn't she?
I know, man.
I'm assuming you're not talking about your feelings in there.
No.
Well, I think we learned a lot. Way more than we should have. Naked zombie. That was look. Lay down some puppy pads if you're gonna have the girl over. It seems to be the case.
Yeah, drop cloth, buddy.
Zombies pee more than you think they do.
Sometimes you just wrap them up in tarp anyway. always double check. Make sure they're catfish. I don't know. Have them hold up. See, that's the thing I should have done. I should have had that crazy bitch hold up like a sign with like my name written on it. Like, there's the picture. Here's the name.
Yeah, get today's newspaper.
I'm still creeped out. I have nightmares. And if you're gonna slap somebody, slap him really good. Nick, you deserve that slap because of all the shit, like after you told that acid story, was it the last?
Yeah, a
couple episodes before. You kind of deserve to get rocked a few times. The female.
That girl injured me as well.
I'd be worried about your karma, Earl.
The female species, I'm not even going to say gender, it's a species. They are set here to destroy man, and they have almost taken out Nick. But thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.